That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
G.I. Joe Sigma 6, codename for a highly trained special mission force. Its objective, stop Cobra, stop Cobra.
Sigma 6, be a hero.
G.I. Joe will turn the tide.
Be a hero.
Sigma 6 is on your side.
Be a hero.
Be the best of the best.
Whenever there's a mission, G.I. Joe is there.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to your favorite G.I. Joe podcast show, Living Large and in Charge. Here in the year of our Lord 2024.
I prefer to say that we are living La Vida Loca.
I hate both of this. I hate both of all of that and both of you so much already. And
how do you live, Gina? Speak and in the shadows. No,
how you living in living color?
Now that I approve of.
All right. Well, there we go. Now we have our t-shirt.
Actually,
sold.
Chan, I'm sorry. It's how you living. What? How you living?
No.
What? Mm-mm. Mm-mm. How you living?
In living. Well, I was waiting for somebody to jump in there.
Well, Chan, when you do a reference, we don't know what it is until you're already done with it.
No.
We cannot join in partway through.
You are the flavor.
You don't even do it in the right rhythm.
Organization.
Now I'm mad at you.
We're off the rails already.
This is a free-for-all. Everyone hates everyone episode of Knowing is Half the Podcast. And I am Race to Canis.
I'm Gina Ippolito.
Whoa. Just blew the doors off this place.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck yeah. That's how you do it.
Okay. I am Robert Clark Chan.
Oh my God. I just upended the 8-year running order we've had here.
Hierarchy.
Gina. If it was only 8 years.
I'm not talking about how
anniversary
I'm
right
not
now.
Talking about nope, how no. Poorly the two of you have aged. I'm talking about actual time.
Hold on. Back up. That's not correct.
Didn't we start in 2015?
That can't be correct. I refuse to accept that is correct. I know if we get to 9 years of doing this show, I will blow my goddamn brains out. I cannot
Ray,
conceptualize.
You have to clip out that sound clip, and on our 9-year anniversary, play it for Chan.
It'll be Chan has a chance on July 4th, 2024 to do the funniest thing imaginable. And I can't even tell you to shave your head because you went irrespective of Halloween and just shaved your head.
Did it.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
You wouldn't do it to play Dr. Mindbender at Halloween. No. You did it for literally no reason at all.
None whatsoever.
That's the type of contrarian that Robert Clark Chan is.
Everyone knows if you're going to make a major life change, you need to do it as a bit and for the likes.
Thank you. That's why I shaved my head the first time.
Yeah, right. You did it because you realized you were going bald.
Yeah. I was like, I'm so cold. Yay.
That was the conclusion, but I did shave it for a wrestling match. Like, there was an actual, like, reason, an event that I shaved it for.
All right.
Okay.
And then my wife told me I looked way too severe.
Yeah.
Apparently very severe looking when I'm not hiding behind 10 pounds of facial hair.
And then she just realized she had to live with it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. So mistakes were made.
She gave up is what she did.
I mean, some would say about a lot of us, Gina. Anyway, we're talking about G.I. Joe Sigma 6 this week. That's right. We decided to keep going anyway. If you remember, it's been three long terrible weeks of puppets and big puppets. But the last time we left, G.I. Joe Sigma 6 was episode 21. Hold on.
No, you are confusing real time with posting time, because we did 3 weeks. Then we did the Jerry Lewis episode.
No, we did 3 weeks. Then we did a G.I. Joe. Jerry Lewis. Now this.
Was I here for Jerry Lewis?
I'm giving away too much. No. Shut up, everybody.
Was I here for Jerry Lewis?
Or you were not.
You were in Scotland, Gina. How was that? Did you meet anybody fun?
I was in Scotland. I go on vacations like an adult instead of whatever you fucks do. It was a delight. I was told I was drinking with some Scottish fellows, and I was that there is a phenomenon on TikTok right now where people, I guess Americans, are saying they can out drink. I don't know if it was Scottish people specifically or people from the UK. But this Scottish gentleman that I was with said I needed to set the record straight. And he said that it's absolutely true that Americans can outdrink Scottish people. Easily. They're all pussies, is what I was
told.
I thought
he was going to set the record straight by challenging 5'2", 105-pound Gina Ippolito. And he's like 270 pounds. You know?
I will say I started drinking out half pints and then got badly, badly made fun of for it. So at some point, which became slightly fuzzy, I switched to full pints.
Yeah, as someone who has never gone with Gina Ippolito on a bar crawl, but a pub crawl, but has been meaning to forever. Ugh. I'm curious because you never have finished one. Is that correct?
Listen, I'm a goddamn delight on a pub crawl.
I believe it. I would like to do that. Yes.
I have finished all of them in that I am often one of the last people standing at the last bar. There's always only like four of us.
Oh, is that
right? I've never won this competition.
The winners don't win, though. I mean, really.
But I've never died, and I've never left before the last bar. And that's really what it's all about.
How about that?
I don't think that is really what it's all about.
It's what
kudos
it's
for. I mean, you did better than I did, so.
No. That's true. You know, I don't think you've ever finished.
No, I usually crap out around like 7 or 8 bars.
Oh, 7 or 8. God, you're representing an entire country on this podcast here, Chan.
Wait a minute. Which country?
Wait, hold on. Which country are you talking about, Gina?
The U.S.
Bakersfield?
Yeah. The country of Bakersfield, which, to be fair, should be its own sovereign nation.
It's a whole ass thing right
there. To be fair, some people in Bakersfield do think it is a sovereign nation. So that's, you know, that goes a long way.
But yes, I had a delightful time in Scotland. There are several Scottish people trapped in my basement right now.
Yeah,
that's crazy getting them through customs. But once you clear that, you're in good shape.
Yeah. It was my luggage was very heavy.
Well, that's absolutely phenomenal. I would love to go one of those pub crawls. I got plenty of free time now.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it usually Memorial Day that we usually do it, Chan?
I don't remember.
Hey, that's coming up soon. In fact, it may have already passed, depending on when you listen to this.
I have to search my memory for where the blank spots are. Like, oh, yeah, that's probably where the club crawl is.
Oh, man.
Here's the thing, though. We can live stream some sort of drunk episode of this show.
We've talked about that before. I'm terrified of a drunk episode of this show.
Wait, just in our own home, separately drunk? That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. No.
Look, we'll get together because also I went and got that Hot Ones lineup.
Oh God!
For our family's enjoyment. My partner and I did them all and knew them pretty well.
Okay,
so we've got that on tap. We can do that, and then we could do a drunk episode.
So we're just torturing our bodies at this point, is what you're saying.
I mean, we're a mukbang show now.
Ask the question right now. If they had to choose one of three choices, people at home, I want your feedback on the Facebook. We're not really on Twitter, but hit me up on Threads at Almighty Ray 316. Hit us up on the Facebook group, Patreon, wherever you can. Do you want us to do a drunk episode of Knowing Is Half the Podcast, B, a Hot Ones inspired episode of Knowing Is Half the Podcast, or C, a Find Your Fate, Choose Your Own Adventure, G.I. Joe book, which we have not done in forever and probably should.
Wait, for people who don't know, Hot Ones is hot sauce. I feel like in L.A. we know a lot more stuff than Ray's 21-year-old coworker does.
Oh, my God. He's yeah, not. Yeah. I swear to God.
People don't know what hot sauce is outside of Los Angeles.
You call
Gina.
It Hot Ones. That could mean anything. It could mean hot Look, wheels. It could mean hot boys.
That could mean hot pogs.
Jesus Christ. Why? You know,
what kind of pogs you might have yourself?
To our audience at home,
figure it out yourself.
To our audience at home, Ray did not know what a pog was and had never heard of it. And if you would like to know and don't know, Google P-A-W-G and enjoy the havoc it wreaks with your Google.
yeah. Like, I feel like most of our audience, that's not going to alter their Google search very much.
Have we touched upon everything we've referenced in the 20 minutes before we got started now? Is that we may as well just air that conversation too.
No,
although
we
Gina
can't.
Will
we
not
can't.
Let us. Gina has too much to lose.
Things were said.
Anyway, let's talk about some G.I. Joe. This is a clip show.
The idea of a cartoon clip show infuriates me.
It is. This is
infuriating.
Deke era very famously ended with not one but two back-to-back clips shows.
Oh,
that
I
would
had
be a show that,
that
just plays
from
clips
memory.
From earlier in the series and then just talks over them like it was a YouTube reaction video, but over a cartoon that you've already made.
Wait, what was the this one actually kind of has an okay premise for showing a clip show.
Does
like they're
it?
Basically, well, I mean, it has a premise.
It has a premise, but it fails in delivering on the clip.
Right, right. But what was the Deke premise?
Well, the one of them was the Metalhead, the Ballad of Metalhead or whatever, and it was just clips of Metalhead. It was just scenes with Metalhead in them. Like, that was it.
But
and
why?
The other one,
there was
I
no,
don't remember at all.
There was no setup? Okay, because the setup for this one is basically like, hey, we're too cheap to, like, make shit. And then they have a real excuse, which is like, hey, Joes, we're going to give out the Joe Awards to the best Joes. Here are your nominees. And then they're like, oh, it's, you know, like Tunnel Rat. And then it shows clips of Tunnel Rat. And they're like acting like they have this on their computer to judge who the best Joe is. It's not a great setup, but it is a setup.
But they're not even clips. They're just like, here's a like 1.5 second like face shot of the person. Here's a clip of them running for, you know.
I hate when I get a 1.5 second face shot, you guys.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, maybe don't go to Scotland then. There are other nations that can give you a more extended, less heavily edited experience.
Also, Gina, you said tunnel rat. I believe you mean tunner rat. I believe you mean tunner rat.
This feels racist, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah, no, I do know why it seems racist. Where's Tunner Rat coming from?
Oh, okay. When we get there, I'll send you a screen grab.
Oh, God. This is okay, Ray saving face.
Fair enough.
I had to go back in time and edit this episode from the 2005, 2006, because otherwise I'd look racist on this show. Awesome. Anyway, yeah, this is a terrible this is not very good. So no plot here. G.I. Joe basically breaks the fourth wall, addresses the audience directly and says, hey, we're on a show and we're going to pat ourselves on the back and give ourselves awards. And we're going to talk to each other using previously used animation on the show. Yeah. Most notably, the Tunnel Rat Heavy Duty having an entire scene on the treadmill. Just like they did like 3 or 4 episodes ago in the one scene they were present in the episode.
Wait, were there no, but so this, the animation at the top isn't new?
Everything was recycled near as I could tell.
Ugh.
I feel they probably did. I mean, they might've found some animation of them sitting around and talking in the control room or whatever. I will give them that. I will let them have, you know, like 1.5 minutes of
I don't think they
animation
did that.
For this. I'm not going to be that, you know, judgy.
I mean, they did. They clearly did redub over a lot. Like when we get to the hamburgers, I was like, oh, they just recorded
the hamburgers
new,
again.
Recorded new VO for this.
That enraged me.
Yeah, that enraged me too. It's a lot of reasons to be mad at this episode.
This episode is absolutely infuriating. And what really makes me mad about it is Chan looked ahead to what he's picked for the next few weeks after this. And he said, guys, this is the good one. And I'm like, and at first I took him at face value. I said, oh, this is a legitimately good episode of Sigma Six. We found one of the few really good ones.
That.
And he really, and Chan is saying that this is great. And then I get into it and immediately I'm like, this is a clip show. Oh my God. He got me again.
He literally did not say that. He said the other stuff coming up is even worse than this. This is the only acceptable one for a long time. So you took that to mean that it was good. I took it to mean that like the other ones are a shit sandwich. This is a puke sandwich.
I'm going to quote here. I just want you all to know that this week's G.I. Joe is going to be a respite from the wave of shit cartoons I have lined up.
Yeah, and what do you think that means? Good. No, a respite from, listen, a respite from being punched in the face doesn't mean you're getting a massage. It just means you're not getting punched in the face.
Gina understands. I always get a massage. Ray does not. and also, Gina, I heartily urge you to go back and watch the episode that we watched.
Oh God!
I don't know if you want to talk about it, but you should have that experience. I feel bad that I robbed you of it.
Who did you replace me with when I was gone?
Sam Weller. Lovely.
Okay.
Gentleman.
Okay. All right.
Also, you could rename this show "Knowing Is Half the Podcast: Gina Understands, Ray Does Not." That is legitimate.
Let's go ahead and start the show up. Chan erasure right there, though. Which I guess he'd probably be okay with.
He's fine with it. We're back with G.I. Joe. I'm always happy, even if it's Sigma Six, I'm always happy to get back into a G.I. Joe, especially after what we had to go through with the Banana Split show. And also, I will point out this Jerry Lewis show that Gina, the only real way to get the feeling of Jerry Lewis is to accidentally watch two or three episodes. I'll say that as well. That's how you really get the feel.
Boy, that's real unfortunate. Like, Some unpleasant stuff has been happening around this show to people on the show and people, you know, like near and dear to the show.
True.
But watching more than one episode, watching one episode of that Jerry Lewis cartoon, if I had to choose between that and my house burning down from an electrical fire, 50-50.
That's only because you would take out the Ukrainian disco that's right next door to you, though.
I mean, That is a bonus.
So you're saying that this is what you guys were doing while I was enjoying myself in a pub with a bunch of British soccer fans or Scottish soccer fans.
Wow, they're going to be so mad you called them British, boy.
And
you
also that I called it soccer.
Yeah, wow,
yeah,
you're done.
Yeah, you really
all
did.
Goodwill gone. Gina blacklisted from an entire country.
Really know.
Again.
I don't really know how much goodwill I earned.
Oh Jesus! All right. So they talk about a bunch of like, hey, we've done these. I do not remember an episode where like Cobra had a freeze ray and they were freezing like the city. I don't remember that at all.
I wondered, they said it was like a weather machine. And then there's like a shot of like some dude getting frozen. I was like, I vaguely remember a weather machine. Okay, I don't remember anybody getting frozen.
Yeah, I just wrote, I do not remember a Frozen Sigma Treats episode.
I forget these episodes the second they're over and the second we're done talking about them, they get expunged from my brain.
And for the record, Gina, I was not talking to you. that was understood. But we're going to do awards. This is an awards, thematically an awards show. A lot of the characters are talking to each other and having conversations. Again, with just recycled animation from other scenes from earlier in the show's history, including, a lot of heavy duty tunnel rat. We have the binge eating scene with the hamburgers. We have the one in the gym on the treadmill. We have a lot of, I mean, let's face facts. Half the episodes have a scene with Duke and Scarlet being in the control room and High Tech at the panel.
God.
Let's just keep it real.
Yeah, like right off the bat when Duke is like, all right, Joes, we're going to do like here, we're going to give out some Joe awards. And then Scarlet's like, why give out an award when we know I'm the best one? And Scarlet, you dumb slut. I have turned on her. At first I was like, she's not being written well. The other guys don't respect her. And now I just hate her. She should be going around and cutting throats in the night. Instead, she's like, I'm gonna win this. And it's like, bitch, why are you invested in this?
Yeah. This filler episode that doesn't matter. And it is funny that it did. I don't know if it timed out this way randomly or just everybody knew the gig was up at this point. But the fact that it got canceled after last episode and they come right back with, you know, again, unseen episodes and it's a clips show does not
wait,
fill
you're
me
saying
with hope for
it
this
got
series.
Canceled and then they aired these last episodes?
These last episodes didn't air till many, many years later, like over a decade later, if I remember correctly. I want to say they didn't air till like 2017.
Oh, well, then it seems like something they just threw together for like the DVD or something.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, because they didn't have to. Like, I would have to believe these episodes were already just like ready to go. I don't know. It got canceled after last week's episode, after episode 21 overall in the series, leaving 5 in the can that never got aired until much later.
Oh.
And this is the first of it. And I don't know. Like, the fact that this is a clip show makes me wonder, like, did it get canceled and then they just didn't make the next one?
Or no,
I don't know. I don't know how anything works.
I mean, usually clip shows means they ran out of money. Means a show ran out of money. Live action cartoon, it doesn't matter. It means that the execs are like, hey, we don't have the budget to, you guys went over budget and there is no more money. So figure it out. And your options are do a clip show or air a half an hour of Hypnotoad.
I mean, take a Hypnotoad. Yeah.
Would I rather watch a half hour Hypnotoad than this thing? 100%.
Yeah, so would I.
So we have the official Sigma Awards. Best hero. Let's just go through the list right here.
We have
Duke, Scarlet,
these are the nominees. Ray's doing it wrong. These are the nominees. Not the winner. The nominees are everyone on the Joe team.
Well, let me get there. Because it's even sillier than that. So our individual nominees for Best Hero of Sigma 6 are Duke, Scarlet, Snake Eyes, High Tech, Heavy Duty, Tunnel Rat, Long Range, Spirit, Lieutenant Stone, we're still going, Kamakura and Jinx together as a single unit, and Scott and Spud as a single unit. That's right. General Hawk's son and Robot Dog are somehow on this list.
First of all, I wrote, who the fuck is Long Range when they said Long Range? Because I did not remember that this was a character. But then when they brought back Scott and Spud, I was like, oh, they haven't talked about these characters in an entire season. I assumed both of them were dead. I assumed that child had been crushed under someone's truck somewhere. And the Joes were like, we don't talk about it anymore. his robot dog just shut himself down afterwards out of sadness. But the fact that they showed them, I was like, oh, good. They're still alive. They're still kicking.
I feel like we checked in with them very briefly in like the first episode of this second season.
Did we?
I feel like we did.
I remember there was a different robot dog that was not this robot
dog. There was
dog,
a different
which
robot dog.
Me was, off.
That's yeah. very upsetting.
There was Hound. I looked that up because I was like, when they mentioned him, they're like, and this robot Hound. I'm like, wait, didn't that robot dog have a name? I looked it up and it's Hound, like H period, O period, U period, N period, N period, D period. But I could not find any explanation with the acronym. So I think they just did that and then just like, what does it mean? I don't know.
I believe a hound stands for a hot ass white dog.
That is
Ray can't spell.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to dig into it any further because there's an N in that word, and I do not.
Oh, Jen, what does that N stand for? Anyway,
this is what's going to finally end the podcast.
As long as we do it before friggin' 9 years.
Oh my God.
Can I say how much I hate that like Duke is doing a little bit of a lead-in intro? Like he's like, oh, there's me, your fearless leader, Duke. There's the one girl on the team who's a stupid skank, Scarlet. And then he says, our bug-eating tunnel rat, our bug eating tunnel rat, and I hate it so much.
I also I hated when tunnel when he mentioned Scarlet and tunnel rat goes, ah, brains and beauty. Okay, that's
did
you know
he?
What. Yes, he did. There's a there is a sexual harassment lawsuit, right, with your name on it. I think we need some sensitivity training, tunnel rat.
Put all I know is the original Scarlet from the original G.I. Joe would have taken this easily. This weird 14-year-old Scarlet is can be crushed under the same truck that crushed that little boy.
Yes. And a winner, do you guys at home who didn't watch this, who wins?
No, you have to play the sound clip.
Okay, sorry.
Do we?
Yeah, you know what, Chan? She's right.
I requested it.
We should let them, all of them need to play the sound clip. All of them. You're
punished. I requested this one specifically because
requesting all of them.
It enraged me to the point of almost throwing myself off my second floor balcony. I wouldn't have died, but.
And the Sigma Award goes to every single one of us.
Go fuck yourself. I hope you all, you know, if he had announced that. And then all of a sudden, Cobra Commander blew up the base and you just saw their body parts flying everywhere. I would have been like, well played, sir. Well played.
We did it.
Yeah,
we did
we're all winners here. And also, by the way, this is what gives this decade where everyone was like, oh, participation trophies. This is what gives it a bad name. It's people like Duke. So the only way they could have redeemed this moment was if they were all just massacred.
It would have been great if they would have all been blown up by a bomb and then they played like 10 minutes of bagpipe music. I would have been really down for that.
I saw some bagpipe music in Scotland.
By bagpipe music, do you mean that you were...
Yeah, Chan, just let it sit. Let it sit.
Okay. Cool.
They know what you meant.
Yep.
As do the rest of us. So let's move on to worst villain. Worst villain, everybody. We're going to praise our hated enemies that tried to kill us all year. Nominees are.
Was it worst villain? It's worst villain or best villain? What did they say?
It was worst villain.
That's very misleading because if you tell me who's the worst villain, that could either mean like who's the baddest of the bad or like who is the worst at being a bad guy.
Right.
Like whose bad guy plot is like, I'm going to go and bounce checks all over town. And then they get to like the second store and they're like, sir, we heard you're bouncing checks all over town. This is a really terrible bad guy plot.
Gina, you have already done more work on this episode than the writers of the episode.
Yeah.
I would like some clarification on what worst bad guy means.
Are we talking Ric Flair or are we talking the Shockmaster? That's what we need to know here.
No one knows this reference.
I will guarantee you most of our audience knows that reference.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. That's,
and you know what? Next time you're around here, we'll play the Shockmaster.
You know what? Just get it prepped up because as soon as we're done with this episode, Gina needs to see it.
I'm vaguely threatened by you guys saying next time you're over here and anything involving the words shocker or whatever it is.
Gina, do you feel about a stormtrooper from Star Wars helmets spray painted with blue glitter? How do you feel about that?
Positive?
Yeah. Wow. Okay, you're a fan. There it is. Okay, so our nominees are Cobra Commander, Destro, The Baroness, Zartan, Storm Shadow, and Overkill. Notable snub, Firefly did not get a nomination.
I mean, clearly it should be Overkill, right? Because like he's the most badass of all of these.
That is correct. To Ray's point, my guess is this was done before we even got to that episode.
You're right. Yeah, because they do say like, oh, mysterious eye patch man, whatever the fuck his name is.
We've seen Overkill on the show in the first season, not much here in the second season.
No. Are you talking about Firefly or Overkill?
I'm doing Overkill.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Firefly's still mysterious right now.
No. Chan is saying he thinks that they left out Firefly because
his arc is not over yet.
Right, yeah, right, right.
But where we are here. Anyway, I do feel like Overkill, really solid, exciting premise for a character on this show, could have stolen the limelight in many different ways.
Yeah.
And then they just stopped using him.
Yeah, that's a good point. He was like the best. Because isn't he new for this series?
No, he was in Renegades.
Why are there so many?
Not Renegades. I'm sorry. Extreme. He was.
We
new
haven't
for
gotten
Extreme.
To Renegades yet, right?
Yeah, Renegades is next. Sorry.
Hell
he was
yeah.
new for G.I. Joe Extreme, I believe. I don't think he was in Deke era. Now I got to look it up. I hope you're happy.
I mean, if there was some sort of spreadsheet that we could look at, then I would be really happy.
Oh, boy.
Listen, when you're in your 70s, you're going to have nothing but time to think about this podcast.
When I'm in my 70s, I'm still going to be on this podcast. So what are we talking about?
No, we've established that Chan is going to kill himself in 2 months.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I got it wrong. Overkill apparently was a Deke era G.I. Joe and then brought back for this.
Wow. All right. Well, I still think he should have won. I don't remember who did win, but I think he should have won.
I mean, again, just lost potential. He's a phenomenal character that they just didn't. They just stopped using. I mean, I guess if you're sticking true to being an anime show, I guess.
I feel like once they figured out that there was potential and it could be an actual interesting character, they're like, bail immediately.
Get out.
You can't let the show get above a certain level of quality.
I'm sorry. And I forgot. Machete, Buzzer, and Torch. Two of the three of those are real dreadnoks, by the way. Machete. Get out of here.
Wait, was there no Machete?
No, it's Buzzer, Torch, and Ripper, very famously in Real American Machete. But Machete, not hashtag not my dreadnok. I'll say.
Well, I mean, we haven't really seen the dreadnoks that much this series.
No, it's been pretty one note this second season. It's been a lot of Cobra Commander and not much else.
You know what I would have loved to have seen? I would have loved for Duke to be announcing this, and then he's like, and the winner is, and then all of a sudden Tomax and Zaymot kick in the door. Oh. And everyone's like, you guys, where have you been? And then they blow up all of the G.I. Joes.
Yeah, I'm in for that
too. And
they
say, we win, bitch. I feel like they had fancy voices, didn't they?
I want them to bust in and say, fat ass white girls, everyone.
But they alternate words with each other.
Yeah.
If me and Chan were at all coordinated, we would do it right now. But
yeah, but you're not.
I tried earlier and you didn't jump in. I'm like, how you living?
What?
Silence. How you living? As if you had never seen sketch comedy in the 80s, for crying out loud.
I think it's the 90s. I think it was the 90s.
That one out. Yeah, thank you. Anyway, the winner is, Chan, play the clip. Who won worst villain?
Well, I will say at the very least, they didn't do the thing they did with the G.I. Joes where it's like, they all are terrible. Which I was worried that would happen for the rest of the goddamn show. But indeed.
And our big winner is Cobra Commander.
And his prize is a jail cell.
What?
Whoa. Didn't
so
catch
sassy.
Him.
So sassy.
Did not catch him. No. Didn't catch him at all.
Whenever there's a mission, Sigma 6 is there.
Sigma 6!
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Introducing the ultimate warrior.
The G.I. Joe Super Trooper. There's only one way to get him. Send 4 Super Trooper certificates and a $1 handling charge. See details on specially marked packages for your Super Trooper, the ultimate warrior.
Nobody beats G.I. Joe.
Sigma 6 is there.
Sigma 6!
Let's move on to our next award, the best hand-to-hand combat. So this is the best fight scene of G.I. Joe Sigma 6. And we have, first off, Scarlet versus Baroness. I was honestly kind of a good fight. Where the Baroness does, like, the multiple, like, a dozen Baronesses, like, projections around her.
And Scarlet susses out
the right one. That was good. Destro versus Heavy Duty. Which is the one where they clasp hands and do the wrestling test of strength. And then Tunnel Rat jumps in with the grenade belt.
Yep.
Solid fight. You have the Zeus. Z-U-E-S, the Zeus. Spell check does not exist, as we will learn in a little bit. Check your Facebook messengers, guys. The Zeus robot versus Sigma 6, which honestly, like, I don't know how you call that a hand-to-hand combat.
It is not. No hands were involved whatsoever.
Not at all. So here's the deal. I'm glad it didn't win. Spoiler alert. Zartan versus Spirit. That was another pretty good fight.
Zartan keeps going
invisible, and Spirit has to use his enhanced senses, and it was nice. It was nice. It was kind of a, you know, carbon copy of the Scarlet Baroness fight, but whatever. It worked in both places, and I'm fine with it. We have one that also shouldn't be on the list. Kamakura and Jinx versus a shit ton of bats.
Correct. Should not be there.
Do not remember that really at all. It was very unmemorable, very uninteresting fight. And then honestly, the one I would have picked, spoiler alert, it did not win. The Duke versus Cobra Commander showdown. And I guess in hindsight, the setup for the fight was really better than the fight itself, because their better fight was at the end of season one.
But also, you're only picking that one because it's the most recent and it's the only one you can remember.
Look, here's the deal. You're not wrong, per se.
You know what? This was a decent fight, but the fact that they didn't bring in any of the multiple Snake Eyes versus Storm Shadow fights.
Thank you.
I mean, this whole thing is bullshit.
G.I. Joe is based on a foundation of Snake Eyes fighting Storm Shadow. They do this bullshit award and they don't put any of it on there?
There were like some legitimately good fight sequences there.
It's legitimately.
You know what I would like to see happen? I would like to see Duke say, and the winner is, and then Storm Shadow kicks open the door, blows them all up, and says,
hot step mums for everyone.
Why do they all have so many hot white stepmoms with fat asses in their basements?
I mean, really, if Cobra isn't doing that, like my version of ruling the world would essentially be that.
Guys, I'm not gonna lie. If this, folks at home, if this episode isn't doing it for you, I don't know what more we got, because I'm dying over here. This has been phenomenal. Anyway, Chan, the winner is.
You're killing Chan slowly with this.
And the best battle goes to Heavy Duty and Destro.
Hey. And Tunnel Rat wants to glam onto that one because he was involved in the battle. And I'll be honest, as much as I hate Tunnel Rat, he has a case.
First of all, it's glam on, not glam on.
When Tunnel Rat does it.
They were wearing sequin jumpsuits, so I think there's a case to be made there. T-Rex is playing. I don't know why, but they paid for the rights, so let him have it.
Second of all, I don't know how they managed to squeeze so much fucking Tunnel Rat into a Clips show or why, but they do it. They're like, you know who people really love on this show that we got to make sure gets enough screen time, more screen time than anyone else in this show? This fucking guy.
This fucking guy.
You know, maybe he was the only actor they could get.
That's actually probably true.
I mean, I bless him. And for the, you know what, here's the deal. The voice actor for Tunnel Rat, I don't think is doing a bad job. I just hate the character.
You don't have to suck up to him, right? He's not in the room.
The character is written shittily.
He's a terrible character, and I hate this character, but like, he's doing the best he's got, and I don't think he's doing a bad job, and I don't want any shrapnel, accidental shrapnel to hit the Tunnel Rat voice actor, because I do feel like, you know, he's doing fine. You're fine. You're fine.
It's Ray, good. You're really pulling a Duke when he says everyone's a big winner right now.
You know, we're going to do awards at the end of this episode for knowing this half the podcast. Get ready for that.
Oh, and, I hope we get Best Hero.
And we have the next category. Best Vehicle. Best Joe Vehicle. Sigma 6 Vehicle. High Tech makes a great point in that he invented every one of these vehicles, so he wins the award no matter who wins. Fair enough. I didn't understand this, though. The first entry is the Rock and the Rhino, which are two separate vehicles under one umbrella.
I mean, they're, it's kind of like that, that machine from the first, Find Your Fate episode we did where,
okay, the like, weapons like disaster, issue, yeah, 10, like, yeah,
a motorcycle and a tank and a fucking helicopter. All together. Yeah.
So good. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's pretty good. We also have Duke's mech suit. Kind of seen only in the pilot, I think. Although I guess we have it technically at the last episode. I don't know. We have the Ninja hover bike as ridden by Snake Eyes. Although I would argue that hover bike had a lot more to do with the driver than it did the tech involved. And then finally, the mini jet, which is found inside the Rock, which to me means it should count for the Rock. Am I crazy?
This is the most boring section of this cartoon.
We got to fill the time, Gina. And somehow the winner is...
This award goes to the Rhino.
The Rhino, which was half of the Rock and Rhino first. I don't understand what's happening here.
Why is this? There are so many things you could give awards for. Why are they giving them to inanimate objects? This makes no sense. They could give awards for best poop. They could give awards for loudest snorer. They could give awards for best blowjob. They need to think outside the box in this children's cartoon and not just fill time with inanimate objects.
Wait, are you just naming awards of things you've already won awards for in the past?
Yes, okay. I take them very seriously. They're all on my mantle.
Beechers.
I've almost got an EGOT.
The E-thought. Anyway, thank you. Good night. Oh, God. No, we have to keep going because we have best Cobra Tech.
Do we really? I mean, again. I feel like,
why are we doing
this? You've had to stretch this out so much by like, let's list off all of the dumb category.
I think no one's tuning in to hear Ray read a list. Unless it's like other white guys and Ray is reading a list of wrongs done to white guys, then I could see people tuning in and saying, yeah, this guy has a lot to say.
I would argue that each of these Cobra Tech vehicles and characters did something wrong to white guys. So I do think your premise still holds. We have best Cobra Tech. We have the bats. We have the ninja bats.
Kill
different.
Me.
We have Overkill's Vector, Vortex, and Virus. We have the Cobra Transport, which I vaguely remember that even existing.
Kill me, kill me.
And we have the Zeus Mech, but spelled correctly this time. Somebody decided to start paying attention halfway through the episode, and they promptly went to lunch. And the winner of best Cobra Tech is Chan's favorite.
No.
Nobody wins this one.
Hashtag nobody wins, Robert Clark Chan.
Wow.
You know what? Now seeing it from the other side, it is a real bummer.
I agree. Honestly. I agree. Nobody God wins damn. Here, you guys.
I think everybody, all real Knowing Us Half the Podcast episode fans, are loving the struggle. As we go through an
because
episode.
Because they like to torture us, is what you're saying.
They like to torture us, Gina. You really got to go back and watch one of those Jerry Lewis's. Chan, send her a link. No. Watch Out to Launch, an episode that has nothing to do with anything you think it would.
Yeah, look, I'll send you the archive.org link and you figure it out.
Now we have here the best moment. And this is, okay, there's a plot line that developed in this series. Of course, Heavy Duty and Tunnel Rat have a competition. This is a Gimli and Legolas style competition in that no matter what's going on, they always are jostling back and forth over who would win the prize. At this moment, Tunnel Rat says, I'm going to beat Heavy Duty for number of wins. But Heavy Duty, having won that hand-to-hand fight scene, is now up 2-1 over Tunnel Rat because they both got a point for everybody winning the first category. Wonderful. So we're going into the final category with that on the line, and we have best moment of Sigma 6. Here we go. The nominees are High Tech has to leave his room with the Robot Hound as the only member of the Joe team not captured or incapacitated. It was a moment. We also have Duke in power armor versus the entire Cobra Fortress from like the last episode.
I do like a nice suit of power armor, so yeah.
I do say that. We do also, can I please get a sound pull here partway through? Because Tunnel Rat has maybe one of the best comebacks since Harrison Ford in, I believe, Clear and Present Danger was told by the president. He says, I am the president of the United States. How dare you? To which Harrison Ford rebuts with, how dare you, sir? And Tunnel Rat himself gets on this list with this wonderful comeback.
Old Duke makes an even bigger entrance than you do.
And your head makes a shinier entrance than anybody.
And your head makes a shinier entrance than anybody.
That was all not right. This worth is, it.
This is a zinger that bald people will think is real hot, real on point, just nails him to the wall. The rest of us with hair are not.
So bald heads don't make shine entrances. In fact, it doesn't work. Chang, can I hear it one more time?
No! Oh,
kill me.
Not.
Kill me.
Are you kidding me?
At this rate, Chan is not going to make it to July 4th to blow his brains out.
The other entrance in Best Moment are the Sea Titan just existing. The Sea Titan being a vehicle on this show. Could have been up there for Best Vehicle, point that out. Wasn't nominated, but is up for Best Moment. We also have Lieutenant Stone versus Cobra in his Skyhawk, which I vaguely remember. It wasn't that good a moment.
There was some tension there. It's like, we're going to make it out. Oh,
yeah.
So right. I will grant them that on a technicality.
We have five G.I. Joe members versus the Cobra Island Fortress. Yeah, all right. And we have Tunner Rat.
Tunner Rat.
Tunner Rat is a ninja. And I just wrote in parentheses, that app was so bad. It was so bad. And Tunner Rat, because they spell it T-U-N-N-E-R Rat.
Yep.
And I have proof in our chat.
Nope, yeah, I never saw it. That means you're being racist.
You know what, Gina? I will send you a second screenshot I took of a later moment that also says Tunner Rat. Because I had to look it up, and I'm like, that can't be oh my God, it is. Because it happened twice.
Like, and as somebody who works in video game QA and has worked in localization before, my brain, anytime there is text on the screen, checks for typos. I was beside myself in this episode. How does it make it to air? I guess by the time this finally got made, nobody gave a shit anymore.
Nobody. No, they nobody. They got the footage sent over from Korea and were like, good enough. Don't we want to check? It's good enough.
It's good enough. And we know this because, Chan, who won Best Moment?
By far the best moment has to go to Tunnel Rat.
No, why is this happening?
Yeah, it did not make me happy. Did not make me happy at all. That moment was terrible. That moment was just slightly better than him getting stuck in a roof full of wires for no good goddamn reason when he was hanging out with Scarlet. And was also better than when he breaks his own cover by eating a bug.
Oh, right. That happened.
That was not fun. And this, of course, causes us to reuse every asset that we have. Again, video games. You're going to reuse some assets, folks. That's what you do to save money. So Tunnel Rat and Heavy Duty go for round two of their burger eating competition from a few episodes ago. That was actually the Tunnel Rat Becomes a Ninja episode, if I remember correctly, because he lost. And then has to become a ninja. That's how it works.
Oh, that's right.
And we have body horror as both of them become like enlarged just in certain areas.
It's truly disgusting. I mean,
it is grotesque.
Real life eating competitions are also disgusting, but there's something, they're like adding sweat lines to their brow here. And they're like, they seem like they're suffocating at some point.
And these are full sized burgers. They are eating each one in one bite.
No, they chew. It's disgusting, I mean, they chew.
But they don't take bites of it. They throw each one in their mouth, often with 1 second in between or less, to the next burger.
I mean, that's how they do it in eating competitions, too.
Blah, 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 blah.
Haven't you ever seen Joey Chestnuts?
I have seen Joey Chestnut, and I fear for him.
Oh, yeah, that dude is not long for this world.
I mean, it's got to go somewhere. And then they go, ha ha, we had a great time with this eating contest. Let's have round two.
And then it just ends. Doesn't it just end?
It just cuts out. We look.
Then it just ends.
The people behind the official G.I. Joe YouTube channel know we don't want closing credits of Sigma 6. Give the people what they don't want.
I missed something at some point.
Oh, it is. God. And there's one part where their bellies are like distended. But only in certain parts. It's really, it is.
No, it's gross. I hate it.
It is horrifying.
Not great.
Every part of it is upsetting. Every part of Tunnel Red is upsetting. Every part. What a... G.I. Joe Sigma 6, everybody. Live the dream. There are now only four episodes to go. And I'll be honest. G.I. Joe Sigma 6 is a chance to do the funniest thing ever and do four more clips shows.
Oh, my God. I mean, which one was it that did two?
Deke did two in the last two episodes as they ran out of money.
Listen, if these last four episodes are clip shows, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait until you guys say welcome back to Knowing is Half the Podcast, and then I'm going to kick in your doors and I'm going to blow you both up. And then I'm going to say, it's me, bitch.
And then you'll say, mature hairy cream pies for everyone.
Now, I just picture, because Gina can't be in two places at once, which means one of us is getting Gina and the other one is getting a Scottish rugby team. I don't know who's getting which.
To be fair, they all do owe me a favor now.
Let that sit there for a second. In fact, it should sit there till next week. Good night, everyone. Don't take a man, heavy duty on the scene. Snake eyes, hand to hand, long range, lean and mean. Scarlet, ready to fight.
Wherever Cobra strikes, wherever they attack, G.I. Joe will fight. There's no turning back.
Yo, Joe!
Be a hero!
G.I. Joe will turn the tide!
Be a hero!
Sigma 6 is on your side!
Be a hero!
Be the best of the best!
Whenever there's a mission, G.I. Joe is there.
Sigma 6!
Hello, dear listeners. Do you enjoy playing video games with your best friends? Then I have the pod for you. I'm Philip, host of the Gaming Together, a cooperative podcast. Each week, my co-host Nave and I break down a cooperative experience in gaming, and we are always looking for new co-op partners to join us. So come play with us on the Gaming Together podcast.
So I'm standing over this toilet taking a piss, and I'm playing my Pokemon, and I dropped it in the toilet. I remember the Game Boy just tumbling into water. And I remember screaming for my mom. trying to get this Game Boy.
Wait, how old are you?
And she yelled at me. She yelled at me.
Oh my god.
Like, traumatized. I was like, no, my Pokemon.
That's Gaming Together, a cooperative podcast. Come on down, co-op partners.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.